Welcome to Abu Ali Express Telegram. Lots to unpack today, folks, starting with the situation in Yemen.
Yes, those American airstrikes are really ramping up. 6 killed, 26 wounded at that ceramics factory.
A ceramics factory? The Saudis are claiming it's a weapons plant in disguise, and there were several other targets hit as well. Sana'a Airport, the Dilmi base, it's a long list.
The Houthis claim they shot down an American MQ-9 drone too. Again, this conflict is just escalating.
I see. And then there's Trump's, interesting, video message, talking about bringing terrorists to justice, specifically mentioning support for the Somali people against Houthi influence. There's that discussion about a potential U.S. base in Somaliland, right?
Right. That's a key geopolitical point. A base there would give the U.S. a significant strategic advantage in the region.
Got it. Shifting gears to Gaza, Hamas is saying they're willing to release Israeli prisoners, but with conditions.
A serious deal is what they called it, including a ceasefire and Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. They're also adamant about keeping their weapons.
Which, understandably, is a major sticking point.
Absolutely. And there's conflicting information about the negotiations. Hamas says Israel is misrepresenting the progress.
Meanwhile, Gazan Christians observed Palm Sunday, despite the ongoing conflict. Quite a powerful image there.
Speaking of powerful, Trump is suing CBS's 60 Minutes for billions, claims they manipulated an interview to help Kamala Harris get elected.
He didn't hold back, called them fake news and everything. Then there's that cartoon criticizing Palestinians in Ramallah for celebrating while Gazans are suffering.
A stark contrast, to say the least.
And get this, over 12,000 people have signed that petition to serve in the IDF unconditionally. It's gaining traction, even in Arabic media.
It seems to be a direct response to those letters from reservists calling for an end to the war.
Interesting. Also, Palestinian media are reporting on settlers dancing and singing provocatively at the Lion's Gate in Jerusalem.
And Israel reportedly released 9 Gazans who were being held.
Lots of moving pieces. Let's not forget the Ecuadorian election. Daniel Noboa won, but his opponent, Luisa Gonzalez, is claiming fraud.
And Trump's cryptic comment about Iran, a decision will be made very soon.
Never a dull moment. Back to the conflict. The IDF is apparently attacking Khan Yunis again, near the College of Science and Technology.
The U.S. Central Command released footage of personnel on the USS Carl Vinson prepping for strikes on the Houthis.
They use the hashtag, Houthis are terrorists, too.
Zelensky, meanwhile, is offering to buy 10 Patriot systems from the U.S. for a cool $15 billion.
Wow. And President Sisi of Egypt met with the Emir of Qatar to discuss the situation in Gaza. They both oppose the expulsion of Palestinians.
Interesting photo of Sisi's elevated shoes.
Ha! Then there's the report about the UAE installing an Israeli-made radar system in Puntland.
A clear message to the Houthis.
And a video circulating in Palestinian media claims to show a settler about to perform a Passover sacrifice at Al-Aqsa. Apparently, it was filmed near Mamilla Mall, though.
Quite a bit of misinformation going around.
Definitely. Moving on, Lebanon's prime minister met with Syria's president in Damascus.
And over 12,000 signatures now on that IDF petition. It's really resonating.
Amazing. Al-Arabiya is reporting that Hamas is willing to disarm and become a political party, but I'd take that with a grain of salt.
Agreed. It sounds like a trial balloon. Gazans are reportedly evacuating southern and eastern Khan Yunis following IDF instructions.
And Hamas is reiterating that its weapons are not up for negotiation.
Some Gazans are questioning what weapons they even have left.
A fair point. The Islamic Jihad released a sniper video, but the IDF says it's not familiar with the incident.
More Houthi-affiliated media reporting more U.S. airstrikes in Yemen.
It just keeps going. And that petition is now over 12,000 signatures. Incredible. Finally, a pro-Hamas student at Columbia University in the U.S. has been arrested and faces deportation for his anti-Semitic activities.
A significant development.
Well, that's a lot to digest. Thanks for joining us on Abul Express, Telegram. Until next time, goodbye.
Bye-bye.